Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Gardaí are continuing to question a woman in connection with the murder of the missing schoolboy, Kyran Dernan. Kyran, who would now be 8 years old, was reported missing in August of this year, but Gardaí suspect he may have been killed up to 2 years ago. Our northeast correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.
This woman, who's believed to be in her 20s, is being held at a Garda station in the northeast of the country on suspicion of murder. It's understood that the woman was known to missing schoolboy Kyran Dernan and has been a person of interest in the case for some time, and that Gardaí have spoken to her on a number of previous occasions. She was also abroad for a period of time, but was arrested in the country yesterday. The woman can be questioned for up to 24 hours before she must either be charged or released. Kyran Dernan was reported missing in August, and Gardaí were originally told he had been seen alive 2 days previous. However, it subsequently emerged that he had not been seen since May of 2022. And in October of this year, the missing persons case was upgraded to one of murder.
Rebel forces in Syria, who toppled President Assad from power at the weekend, have seized more territory. They've taken control of the oil-rich city of Deir ez-Zor in the east. US-backed Kurdish forces had captured the city at the weekend, but have now withdrawn. The Israeli military has said in the past 48 hours it has struck most of Syria's strategic weapons stockpile. It said the attacks, which were directed at naval and air force operations alongside weapons storage facilities, were conducted to stop the resources falling into the hands of jihadists. The cabinet meets for the first time since the election today. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, will seek approval for Ireland to intervene in two cases currently before the International Court of Justice. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley.
Cabinet ministers will meet today as government business continues after the election. On Gaza, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will request that Ireland intervenes in South Africa's case against Israel. This was initiated following the launch of Israeli military operations in Gaza after the October 7th attacks. The case concerns breaches of the Genocide Convention in the Gaza Strip. By filing a declaration of intervention, Ireland would not be joining either side of the case. The second intervention relates to the case of the Gambia versus Myanmar. This ICJ case relates to the Genocide Convention over operations by Myanmar's armed forces against the Rohingya people.
A report by Ireland's Clean Energy Authority has found that energy-related greenhouse gas emissions from transport, electricity and heat fell 8.3% last year and are now at their lowest level for 30 years. However, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland said the pace of reduction in greenhouse gas emissions is not fast enough. And it's calling for a redoubling of efforts for the deployment of more renewable energy. The authority said bold, courageous leadership from across government, business and the people would be needed to achieve this, but that it could be done. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
In its latest Energy in Ireland report, the SEAI Chief Executive William Walsh says the pace of reduction in energy-related greenhouse gas emissions is simply not fast enough. He is calling for a massive redoubling of effort and support for the deployment of renewables on our electricity grid, the development of district heating networks in our cities and towns, elimination of oil and gas-fired boilers, massive rollout of electric vehicles, and immediate demand reduction measures. But he says there is also a need to start strategically slowing down certain aspects of economic growth and making decisions about the timing of that growth in order to help Ireland in its energy transition and avoid further burdening its ability to meet its climate obligations. All of this is essential if Ireland is to stay within its non-negotiable carbon budgets and EU targets, and anything else, he said, would be irresponsible.
High levels of air pollutants that can cause a range of respiratory, heart and brain issues have been detected across inner-city Dublin. According to research by UCD and DCU on air quality in the capital, levels of nitrogen dioxide in excess of World Health Organization guidelines were found in high concentrations on Cork Street, along the Quays, on O'Connell Street and in the area around Temple Bar. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Frost this morning may be slow to clear some areas, otherwise it'll be a dry day with sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 2 to 7 degrees, coldest in the north and west.